About a third of U.S. imports cannot get to consumers. Why? Well, they're stuck on ships. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 26th day of July. Thanks for being with us, everybody. In other business news, sales of new homes have cratered. If you're a Costco member, get ready for a membership price hike. Oh, and a very popular Costco product is in short supply. You know those Google reviews? Careful what you write. Cigarettes to go away completely? We've got the Wall Street Report and more work-from-home issues. For the interview, you'll meet Sandy Yoder and Susan Jellinger from the Iowa Jewish Historical Society. And yes, there's a history and business connection. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Tarot International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com. And by Oasis, a paychecks company devoted to HR solutions for business. Find them at OasisAdvantage.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful that you're along for the ride again today. And by the way, you want to follow us on Twitter, you can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Now, the last time we checked on the Port of Los Angeles, there were 17 ships at anchor waiting to get unloaded. Well, that situation has not gotten any better, not by a long shot. Business Insider is reporting that as of today, there are now 33 ships off the West Coast still waiting to get unloaded. So what's going on? One of the problems is that many of these ships are mega container ships. They're double or even triple the size that was used some just 10 years ago. That causes a bottleneck in the ability to find transportation and storage for what needs to be offloaded. What is stunning is that these California ports in Los Angeles and Long Beach account for about one-third of U.S. imports, and they serve as a primary source of imports from China, but they've been congested for months. The ships carry millions of dollars worth of popular imports, including furniture, auto parts, clothing, electronics, and plastics. Supplies of these materials could easily be depleted in the U.S. due to the backlog. Along with transportation and warehousing is the problem of finding enough workers to get the cargo off the ships. All of these issues are causing shortages, and those shortages are moving prices higher. Sales of new homes in the U.S. have cratered. MarketWatch is reporting that sales of new homes fell in June to the lowest level since the first month of the U.S. coronavirus pandemic in early 2020, as high prices and a limited selection has frustrated scores of would-be buyers. New home sales dropped by 6.6%. And it's not that there aren't willing buyers out there. There are plenty of them. But high prices and a limited selection is causing many buyers to simply throw in the towel, saying they are now going to wait until prices moderate and there's more choice on the market. A couple of interesting details. Sales rose in the Midwest, but they fell elsewhere. The median sales price of new homes dropped to $361,000 in June from an all-time high of nearly $381,000 in May, but they're still higher than they were just 1 year ago. Speaking of higher, the Dow and the S&P 500 both hit records today after a rocky start. I'll share those numbers with you in just a bit. Now, the price of being a Costco member is going up, way up, say analysts at Stifel. MarketWatch is reporting the company will increase their membership fee by over 8%, which would increase the cost of a gold membership by $5 to $65 a year, and executive membership to go up by $10 to $130 a year. Costco shares have been gaining all through the pandemic and are up 29.3% over the past 12 months. Meanwhile, it's being reported that bottled water is in short supply at Costco, and that's not all. Eat This, Not That is reporting that a popular frozen item has been out of stock already this year and is now reportedly super hard to find in stores. So what is it? Well, back in January, Costco and Chick-fil-A fans went nuts over Just Bear chicken nuggets from the warehouse because they supposedly taste just like those sold at the chicken chain. The excitement then caused Costco locations to run out of them for months this spring, with members posting on social media that they finally may have snagged a 4-pound bag in April. But new reports say there's another Costco chicken nugget shortage right now. No more Just Bear chicken? Wow. See what you learn here? You know, we've all read them. You know, those Yelp or Google reviews about a business. Sometimes they're glowing and other times, well, not so much. It's one of those not-so-much reviews that got a Washington State couple in hot water. Business Insider is reporting that a couple from Vancouver, Washington, is being sued for $112,000 after leaving a 1-star Google review of a roofing company. Autumn Knepper and Adam Marsh each wrote a negative review of Executive Roof Services after 2 phone calls with one of the company's receptionists turned sour. Now, the roofing company has served papers accusing them of defamation and intentional interference with business expectancy. After the negative interactions with the receptionist, the couple posted their reviews and also filed a complaint with the Better Business Bureau because they hadn't received a report on the expected timeline of work. This is all according to a KGW8 report. Shortly after, they were contacted by the company's owner, Michael Meacham. According to the reporting from TV station KGW8 of Vancouver, Knepper said that Meacham told her that he knew where she lived and said he had a forensics guy and that he would gladly spend $100,000 suing. She said that she later received a text message saying that she better take down the review before more damages are done. Knepper said that she responded by calling the police and thought that was the end of it, but it wasn't. In late June, the couple was served a lawsuit filed on behalf of Executive Roof Services. The couple say they can't afford an attorney and they surely can't afford a $112,000 judgment. David Bowser is an attorney representing the roofing company, and he told the local broadcaster the lawsuit is centered on Knepper and Marsh's improper intent. Bowser said they, quote, intentionally harmed ERS by posting 1-star reviews for the purpose of getting a report they were not entitled to, end quote. Ouch. Careful what you write. Well, get this. The CEO of Philip Morris International has said that cigarettes should be banned and that his company will stop selling Marlboros in the UK within a decade. CEO Jacek Olczak told the Mail on Sunday the move was part of the company's goal to become smoke-free and help end the use of traditional cigarettes. Olczak also called on the UK government to simply outlaw cigarettes within a decade, comparing them to gas-powered cars, which are set to be barred from being sold in the country starting in 2030. Wall Street hit some records today as afternoon trading lifted the major indexes above the flatline. And it all happened as U.S. and China are continuing to have some major issues as regulators here crack down on U.S. companies tied to China. The Dow gained 82 points to hit a new record and ended the trade at 35,144, while the S&P 500 gained another 16 points and a new record of 4,422. It was the NASDAQ that closed up by just 3 points to 14,840. But losses in China and Hong Kong were sobering, where the Hang Seng dropped by more than 4% and the Shanghai Composite dropped by 2.4%. And finally, there is this. Even as COVID-19 cases expand and companies like Apple postpone return to office dates, a number of firms are demanding a return to in-person attendance by their workers. Many offices nationally are already at full capacity, and scores more insist Labor Day is a fair target date for a return. Managers say they're frustrated by 16 months of remote work, fearful that workers lower their productivity at home, and insist teams perform better together in the same physical space. Meanwhile, get this, more workers are simply quitting their job as they locate companies that are more flexible with working from home or offer higher pay and more flexible schedules. Who's going to win? Stay tuned. And stay with us, because just a click away is the story about a merger of history and business. I'll be visiting with Sandy Yoder and Susan Jellinger from the Iowa Jewish Historical Society. They have for several years been documenting the stories of Jews, their lives in Iowa, their business connections, and much more. Why? It's all to preserve this history for future generations. Documenting the history of Iowa's Jews is just a click away.